Hey guys, a few things before we start this episode. First, our wonderful guest today, Sharon, she shows the crystals she talks about, and I do have her on video on YouTube. Unfortunately, the video at the beginning did not turn out that well for the first, I would say, 10 seconds, 15 seconds. So I had to cut it off. So if it looks like it starts a little bit with me not doing the introduction, that is why. Also remember that the video is unedited, where this audio is edited. So I just want to let you know that. So all you do is you go to YouTube, you go to Free Spirit Podcast, you look for the Purple Globe, and you go under the UC Podcast playlist, and you're there and you're good and you will find the episode. So if you want to see the crystals, definitely do that. And then Sharon, we forgot to mention because we were so engrossed in everything that she is offering a wonderful workshop and actually two workshops that are taught one weekend a month over a 7-month period. And they are offered in person or over Zoom. If you're interested, I am going to put all that information for the two courses in the show notes. And I'm pretty sure that these courses start soon. So definitely take a look if you're interested. All right. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the episode. To Ulcerative Colitis, Autoimmune Healing Journey. I'm your journey guide, Jay India. And I'm so happy that you are here because this is a supportive, positive environment where we can heal together. Please note, I am not a doctor or health professional in any way. If you would like to attempt something mentioned in this episode, please consult your doctor or mental health professional first. And my guest today is also not a health professional. Today we are discussing crystals for healing UC and IBD with Sharon Johnston. Sharon Johnston has studied and practiced various holistic therapies for over 25 years, including energy healing, crystals and stones, and Bach flower essences. She has been offering vibrational energy healing sessions for the past 18 years as part of her private practice. She is a certified instructor for the One Light Healing Touch School and runs Elements Crystal Healing Course, empowering students to begin their own teaching journeys. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you.
You got to talk a little more. We got to hear that accent. She has a really cool British accent. So welcome, Sharon.
Well, I'm very happy to be here.
You guys are going to love today's episode. You don't have to listen to my voice. You can listen to Sharon's. So Sharon, tell us how you got into crystals and how you became an expert.
I've always loved crystals. I used to purchase them, but I didn't know what to do with them. I started with the energy healing. It's how I really got into crystals. So I was going through a phase where I was having a depression, and it's something I haven't had since I was a teenager. Coming from England, you don't talk to therapists, you keep it all to yourself. Somebody recommended I go to see somebody, and I did, and it definitely helped in the sense that I got what I wanted to say out of my system. But what I noticed was after the session, I felt very triggered, and I didn't know what to do with those emotions. And so that went on for a month or so. And then somebody suggested I get an energy healing. And I did. I'd never had one before. So I went to have an energy healing. And I noticed after that session, I felt an absolute shift. I couldn't put my finger on it. I didn't know what it was, but I wasn't having that sort of triggered feeling within. I went back for another session to see, do I really feel different? And I did. After that second time, I thought I could really use this to help my mother, who at the time had just had a heart attack. And she's one of these people that's very tormented, carries her trauma with her. And I thought, maybe I can help her with this. And that was my only intention, was to be able to help my mother. So I took the One Light Healing Touch course. And it was phenomenal, because as I was going through it, I was healing myself from a lot of my own personal traumas. Then fast forward, I started to do work on both my parents, because my father had heart disease. My mother had a heart attack and then later a stroke. And I started to notice shifts in them, changes. And especially the stroke, because the stroke, we were told that this was it. She's not going to make it. So we all gathered. And that was about, I would say maybe about, the stroke was about 15 years ago. She's still here. Mm. She's know, feisty as ever. So I feel that played a part in her healing. Fast forward a little bit, during my healing, taking the course and then starting to do energy work, I started having dreams about crystals. And I thought, well, that's strange. But they were so pronounced. They were so powerful and strong. I decided to look at some of the crystals I was dreaming about. And the first one was iolite. I had a dream about iolite. And so I went to buy an iolite and I started meditating with it. And once I started meditating, I was starting to get information that was so powerful. And one of the things that the iolite told me was that the iolite wasn't for me. It was actually for me to help others. So when I was due to do an energy session, and I thought, I'll meditate with this on my client. And I was just getting information after information after information about how I can help her. When she came in, I told her what was coming up, and she confirmed everything that was being given to me. Now, I do think that we all have, if we do the work, we all have the ability, we have intuition, we have insight. But what crystal gave me, what the iolite gave me, was a deeper insight. It gave me clarity on what was going on. I couldn't believe it. So that's when I started to explore crystals. And I started with meditation. Then I started using them with clients. I was absolutely stunned by the difference. And energy healing is amazing, and it does do amazing work. But these, I consider, are helpers. And they amplify the work that an energy healer is doing. And even if you don't see an energy healer, they are powerful. They are powerful for a person to use themselves, which is why I absolutely promote them.
Absolutely. And that's such a fascinating story. So when you were in your depression, that was what, how many years ago? Around 15 years ago when that was happening?
It was actually a bit more than that. I think it was about 20 years ago.
Right. So you discovered this really early. And I agree with you. When I do certain crystals, I mean, it is so powerful and it is so healing. And we're going to get into more of the body properties of that, because we all want to heal our UC and we all want to heal our IBD, don't we? So the listeners and I, as you know, we have an inflammatory bowel disease called ulcerative colitis. So how can we heal using crystal energy? Are there any protocols you recommend, such as using certain music with certain crystals, cleansing crystals, etc.?
So I'll start with cleansing crystals. I think it's important to cleanse crystals because crystals hold energy. So when you purchase them from a store, or if you already have crystals in your home, we never think about what goes on in our home. So if you have an argument and you've got a huge crystal cluster, if it's a powerful argument, it'll take on the energy of that argument. So anger, despair, that kind of thing. Now what it's doing is that's sending that energy out to you. To me, the best way to cleanse that I use is sound. So I use whatever sound you can, singing bowl, tuning forks. If you don't have those, most people don't. Even if you were to bang two pots together, as long as it's a powerful sound, even toning into a crystal, singing into a crystal, because with a crystal, especially quartz, has a base resonant frequency. So it oscillates and it's very precise, which is why they use them in watches and computers. And as a human being, when you come into the area of a crystal, what starts to happen? The crystal, first of all, is oscillating at its base resonance. It's consistent. As we are sentient emotional beings, we come in and we've got all kinds of things going on with us. What will start to happen is when you come into the area of a crystal, you start to entrain with the stone. So immediately you start to calm down. You start to feel different. And I'll just tell you a quick story. I had a gentleman he was a veteran and he'd come back. He was in Afghanistan. He was very stressed out. He had PTSD. He wanted to try everything. So what we did was he bought some crystals to put around his house. He wasn't clearing them. And so what would happen is he would be in this house, in his house, and he would have PTSD episodes and he would argue and, you know, fight with his wife. And what was starting to happen then was these stones were picking up that. They were entraining to that energy because that energy was powerful. And so what they were doing, they were putting that energy back out into the atmosphere. And so he would walk in this room and feel immediately depressed, stressed, and so on. And he was telling me this. So I said, go back and clear the stones. And I told him how to do it. So I like sound. I like sage because you can do a lot. Now, there is, you can put some crystals underwater, but you have to know which ones. Quartz is fine underwater. Some of them are softer, so they might dissolve. So be careful with water. I just find that sound and sage is definitely it's a safer method of clearing.
Can I say something? Can I just interrupt you for a second? So Sharon had taught me too to use a tuning fork as well to cleanse crystals. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And so what Sharon is saying, obviously she's the expert, but also too, that you had quickly mentioned is when you bring home these stones from a shop, you don't know who's held them, right? So that energy is also passed on to you. So that's why it's so important. And a lot of times when I used to go into crystal shops and buy crystals, they would do the tuning fork for me. So as I was buying them at the cash register, they would cleanse or clean the stone for me, clean out the energy with the tuning fork, which is also really good as well. So just to know that.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes all the difference. So getting back to the question, how can they help? So when people come to see an energy healer, they come for some reason, whether it might just be relaxation, but most times it's because of some kind of stress. And when people come to see me, they tend to be in a fight flight mode.
Which we are all the time in UC. That's one of our big problems. Yeah.
And crystals can be wonderful for you because first of all, what energy healing does, it gets you out of fight flight. And the goal is to get into a theta state. Now, that's doing energy healing, using sound, using music, but crystals do it naturally. So that's why I absolutely condone crystals for this. My sister has Crohn's disease.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, when I go to England, we'll do sessions. She gets into the Align kit that we talked about. It helps to get her, flip her, so she'll have stress and pain, and she starts to go down a rabbit hole. I have a hold of crystals, take some deep breaths, and I'll put on 528. It's very soothing, or 10 hertz. And then she starts to calm down and she starts to go into alignment. She starts to let go and release a lot of the symptoms.
So I want to talk about this. I want to break this down a little bit because you and I talked about beforehand about the alignment kit, but we want to tell the listeners because it's such a... it's such a secret we need to expose because it's so good. Sharon has this wonderful alignment kit. It's sitting right here with me. Of course I knock over the paper. I'm seeing four crystals. That's correct. And
yes,
they're beautiful crystals and they come in this wonderful kit. And Sharon has these instructions of what music to play, like 528 hertz. Guys, you can find it on YouTube. It's that easy, the 528 hertz. And then Sharon has infused special energy in these crystals as well. So they're extra, extra special. I have used them many times and I find that I am on a different level when I use them. I find that everything calms down. Like my body, everything, if I'm having a flare, that all calms down. So that's really interesting you say about the fight or flight. We're going to have in the show notes a link to these crystals, to this alignment kit, so you can buy them. But Sharon, would you say a little bit about the crystals in the kit? Would you mind talking about that and how they're helpful for UC because they're helpful for Crohn's?
Crystal kits were created because I had clients coming to me and they can only maybe come once a month, once every 6 months. And in between, they said, what do I do? They didn't know what to do. They were exhausting all means of therapy. And so that's where this came into being. And the alignment kit, what it is, it's four crystals. It's very simple. You place one at your ankles, one at your crown, and you hold one in each hand. And what starts to happen, they start to, using their frequency, they start to calm your central nervous system. And then what starts to happen, the energy starts to build. And before long, you feel like you're in this warm cocoon of energy.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're feeling the pulse.
Yes.
And what starts to happen, you start to shift. You start to shift from, again, fight flight into a more theta, relaxed state. And of course, when you're in that state, body, mind, soul, but it's especially physical, starts to come back into alignment and you start to release. It is a phenomenal kit, even if I say so myself. People use it for physical ailments. People use it for emotional. I've had people in deep grief that have used it. And it's the one thing that they can do. And some people actually sleep with them.
Oh, that's
and
smart.
And it can be done.
Interesting.
Yeah, they actually sleep with them.
I'm going to do that tonight.
Yeah. I'll sleep with them. And, you know, and sometimes if you've like some, when she said, my child gets into bed with me and so on, you can place the stones under your bed. And we also thought about that because sometimes you don't have time to lie in bed and hold these stones. So we are now added a pouch to it so you can carry them around with you. So you can be in the car, you can be in your house doing something, doing work, be on the computer, and you have these stones, you have them around you. And of course, I would recommend definitely playing one of the Hertz musics because that shifts and that also works with the crystals to sort of amplify what they're doing.
Yeah, I always play the music when I use them. I've never actually slept with them, so that's a really good idea. But I'm telling you guys, when you do the alignment and the 528 Hertz and the whole thing, it's just you're in another state, a theta state, like what you're saying, and you feel amazing. So besides the alignment kit, which we're going to go back to in a little bit at the end, but besides that, what stones in particular do you recommend to specifically heal the gut lining you see? Is there anything that our listeners, let's say we have some listeners in Australia who just, they want to go out today and buy a couple stones. What would you recommend?
So a grounding stone, and I'll show you, give you some examples.
Ooh, yay.
So this is a Moki marble, and it looks, it's around, it's a very cool stone. It has a lot of iron in it. Holding this stone.
I love that.
Yeah, it's so grounding. It also transmutes sort of negative energy. It helps with insomnia, digestion, your central nervous system.
Can you say the name again? I'm sorry.
Moki marble. They're also called shaman stones.
Okay.
But the official name is Moki marble. The other one that I absolutely love is lapidolite. This is a tumbled one. That's a raw one. But lapidolite is wonderful. It has a high lithium content. So lapidolite will calm you. And that's another one that will start to calm your central nervous system. So holding one in each hand will bring the grounding, which is what you want, because grounding helps with inflammation. A lot of times when there's inflammation in the body, it's because we're not grounded. So this energy is moving around us and around us. Grounding will help to bring that energy down, pull it down, and we start to release in a more natural way.
That is something I've never heard before. I doubt my listeners have heard before. So when you take these stones and you ground with them to help reduce inflammation, is there anything else, any other tips you need to do with them? For example, should we stand on the grass barefoot? Should we, I don't know, listen to a certain hertz, or what do you recommend?
Yeah, absolutely. So standing on the ground is such a wonderful way to ground. Such a wonderful way to ground. But if it's a cold day or it's snowing or something, if it's a cold day or it's snowing.
Or it's windy like today.
Or it's a windy day, yeah. I would recommend a couple of things. Like, first of all, take some deep breaths. And when you breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth, make the out breath longer than the in breath. Because that will trigger calm in the central nervous system also. The hertz I recommend, 528. 10 hertz is very grounding, and 432. Mm-hmm. In my school, I'm always playing those hertz, because especially during meditation, because you see people come in and they're all, you know, slightly stressed out from the day or just nervous about something, and you see people shift into this place of calm. And again, when you're calm, you start to heal physically, emotionally, mentally. Grounding is key. In the Align kit, there's rose quartz. That's a wonderful one. And black tourmaline. Those are two amazing ones.
My favorites.
And again, the black tourmaline is the grounding one. And the rose quartz is the one that will just sort of bring you into that zen place. It's uplifting and healing. Other ones that people tend to have around is something like amethyst. That's a very lovely stone. And this is wonderful because this helps, again, with the central nervous system. It helps with digestive problems. It calms stress. I know from dealing with Crohn's with my sister is that she tends to be in a state of stress a lot. And so calming that is so key, because I've noticed with that is that when she does the work and she's in the stones and she's doing some breath work and she's listening to the music, she's less likely to have an occurrence or, you know, a flare-up.
Mm-hmm. Now, we want everyone to get medical attention if you're in severe pain, if you're in a flare. That's the first thing you're going to do is see your physician and everything. Once you've done that and you're resting at home, but you are in severe pain, you are having colon spasms, what would you recommend for that?
So I would recommend this combination here.
Okay.
Lepidolite and a Moki marble.
Okay.
Starting with the Moki marble, I've noticed that it can start to shift you like within minutes. You start to feel a bit different within minutes. And what do I mean by that? You will start to notice there's a pulsing in your hand. And if you combine that, you start to feel the pulsing in your hand with the breath. So start doing some breathing. Because the first thing that we do when we're in stress or pain, we stop breathing.
Yeah.
And so all this energy is collecting. So I'm talking from an energetic point of view. Start to hold these. Start to feel them. And then once you start to feel, as you've had one little shift, pick up the Lepidolite. And what starts to happen then is then you start to really have a shift. I suggest for anybody that has this, give yourself time. Have these things around you. Have these things around you so that in a moment you can just put on the music, take some deep breaths, and then start to allow your body to ground, release the energy, and you come back to a calmer state of being.
I'm going to go out and buy the Moki marble. That's awesome. And any other recommendations? Just curious.
Green calcite, I love. Calcites themselves are all very, very healing, but I love green calcite because it's another one that reduces inflammation. And it boosts the body's natural detoxification process. And it also helps to dissolve stress and sort of anxiety. I will tell you, early on when I was using stones, and this was when I was, I did have somebody that also had Crohn's. So I've had a couple of Crohn's, more than that actually. And this person was going to the emergency room. It was a weekly occurrence. Hey. He started to do the work. It would be weekly, then it became bi-weekly. And that's why we were noticing, okay, these are working for you. So it's doing the work, I think. But these stones, I think they're amazing gifts. If you're in your house now and you've just got one clear quartz, start with that. Because all crystals have a base resonant frequency. They oscillate. Hold it and breathe and listen to the music and try to get back into that. Just get into that place of being grounded and being zen. Because from there, you will start to have these shifts.
Perfect. That's amazing. So I just want you to say one thing before we start to close out and explain something. What's a tumbled versus an untumbled stone for our listeners?
This is untumbled. So this is a raw Lepidolite.
Yes.
Tumbled is this. So they've tumbled it. They've made it smooth and shiny. Personally, I like the raw ones, but I've noticed that the tumbled ones, in terms of energy healing, they are equally effective.
It's the aesthetics too, because sometimes I'll pick tumbled, sometimes I'll pick untumbled. So it just depends on what you want, the look of it. I have some sitting on my desk and some are tumbled, some are raw, you know, whatever. So just depends. I just want people to understand that if you choose it from what you had said, that there's really no difference in the power of it. It's just the look of what you like. Sharon, gosh, this has been such a wealth of information today. You're amazing. I'm so glad you came on. We've been talking about this for a while. I just want to say a couple things before we ask about your services and where we can buy the alignment kit and all of that. And that is the 528, the 10, and the 432 hertz, what Sharon was talking about, that frequency. Guys, you can find them all for free on YouTube. I do it all the time. I'll meditate to it. I'll just throw on YouTube and there you go. I also want to say, also speaking of YouTube, is that if everything goes well with this episode, which it seems to have gone well, you can watch the unedited version on YouTube. You guys know to go to my channel, Free Spirit Podcasts. You just look for the little purple globe. You look under my playlist and you'll see UC Pod, and then Sharon and I will come up. So just look for that as well. But Sharon, we'd love to know, first of all, do you work virtually? Sharon's an amazing energy healer. I've had energy healing from her. I'm going back this spring as well. She's incredible. Do you work virtually?
I do.
Oh, good.
I do. I work in person and remotely. Yeah, definitely.
And then you have a website or a way to contact you?
Yes, the website's under construction now.
If you want to contact Sharon, if you want an energy healing from her, DM me, because that'll just make it easier for the listeners, and I'll get you through to Sharon. How does that sound?
That sounds perfect.
And then Sharon, too, in the show notes, I can list your email as well. Does that sound good? So they have it right
that
in the show.
Perfect.
Okay, great. Yeah. And then how do we buy that alignment kit?
So a couple of places. So you can go to shankaspirit.com and you'll get the align kit there. If you're local, I'm in Rhinebeck in the Hudson Valley. At Winter Sun, Summer Moon, we have some available too.
That is New York. So you guys know we have a big international audience. So if you're in Rhinebeck, New York, wonderful shop called Winter Sun, Summer Moon, right on Main Street there. It's beautiful. It has all your metaphysical things. And that's where I bought my alignment kit. So you can buy it there. But what I'm going to do is I am going to link to this in the show notes. People can buy it right there to make it easy. And Sharon, it was so wonderful having you on. Do you have any last thoughts for our listeners?
Make it a practice to give yourself time, because one of the things that we tend not to do, and I'm talking about males, females, young, old, we tend to be busy all the time. Mm. We're on this roller coaster. Especially if you have something chronic like this, give yourself time. Give yourself 15, 20 minutes so that you can come back to yourself. You can ground, you can center yourself, because that is the beginning to me of healing yourself.
100%. And I've just started to do that. I've actually started to go to bed early, and then I'll take, an hour in bed. I know not everyone can do that. People have kids and all of that. But I try to take, half hour before I fall asleep, put my hands over my colon, my gut area, and I use crystals. I use Sharon's crystals. And that really helps. That really helps with healing and inflammation. And then you're in that theta state when you go to sleep, which is so nice. So that's another recommendation. In my household, Sharon, this is how we end the episode. In my household, when we have a perfect shit, when it slides out of your body, it's the perfect color and solidly formed, and you're so proud of yourself that you turn around the toilet and you say, wow, we call that a green heart. And I have my guests wish everyone a green heart day. Sharon, what do you wish everyone?
I wish everybody a green heart day.